Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Fun Fact Friday, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Very simple how to play this. You call in with a fact, has to be real, has to be fun, and you start to call with fun fact and then go right into it. 1-877-764-2535 or 203-882-9757. AJ?
Fun fact, there are about 3 trillion trees on Earth.
Ooh.
It's not easy to say either.
No.
3 trillion trees.
Right.
Maybe not that hard.
For every one person, there's 422 trees.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Cool.
A few less for me. I've been cutting them down in my yard. Ashley?
Fun fact. A typical sneeze leaves your body over 100 miles an hour.
Right onto my face. Nice.
Phil?
I give up. I'm leaving.
What was that noise? Stepping a mousetrap?
I think it was the rest of her brain.
We don't get excited about her fun fact.
Nobody likes my fun fact.
What? It was interesting. You sneeze 100 miles an hour. Imagine cartwheels will be here. What do you want? Like, cannons going off? What?
So, Phil. Fun fact?
Fun fact. Last night, we saw Trevor Lawrence go number 1 overall in the NFL draft back in 1971. That was Jim Plunkett to the Boston Patriots.
Nobody cares.
Could Trevor play with his hair more? My God.
I know. He loves that hair.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I have a fun fact based on a call we got yesterday on the show about smoking cigarettes and smoking menthol cigarettes. Greg in Stratford.
Yeah, I got an aunt that smokes Kools, and she smokes like 4 packs a day. She's 67 years old. She throws up blood every other day. She still smokes. 4 packs a day.
It's almost impossible.
Disgusting.
Mathematically.
That's like lighting one cigarette after the other.
So that's 24. Yep. 80 cigarettes.
Yep.
Let's figure out. Let's say she's up 18 hours a day.
Okay. Right.
Math, please. I need help.
Phil!
Wait, it's 80 cigarettes.
Yeah.
In 18 hours.
Right.
Oh, how many cigarettes is that an hour?
80 divided by 18. 4.4444.
It's like 4.5 cigarettes?
Yes.
Okay. So Keith in New York did the real math on this.
Okay.
And he figured out that she, over the course of her life, probably smoked 487,000 cigarettes.
Oh, no.
A piece of charcoal that you put in a grill looks healthier than her lung.
That's true. I thought it was her lung.
That's my fun fact.
I thought it was her lung.
So thank you, Keith.
In color, smoky.
I don't know if that was fun. I found it interesting.
Yes, interesting fact.
Emma?
Fun fact. You can get an estimate of the temperature outside by counting the number of chirps from a cricket in 15 seconds and then add 37 to that count.
Hold on.
I just got my phone.
Why 37?
Run this by me again.
Cricket?
Yeah. Hold on.
Yep.
All right.
Got to find a cricket first.
All right. Run this by me again. Start from the beginning, please.
Okay. You can find the estimate of the temperature outside by counting the number of chirps that a cricket gives within 15 seconds. Then with that total, you're going to add 37, which will give you an estimate of the outside temperature.
Huh. Wait, did you just say estimate? Because I could walk outside and give you an estimate.
Well,
I thought it was the exact temperature.
Like it's cold.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, cold as F outside.
I've tried this before.
Really, really hot outside. Well, yes.
You have?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Where'd you find a cricket?
Why have you tried this?
Where'd you find a cricket?
It was one of those things, like, you see it pop up, you're like, no way. And then, like, you hear the cricket outside, you're like, well, I'm trying this right now.
Jesus. He's fact-checking crickets, AJ.
What do you do in the winter?
It's pretty close.
In the winter, there's no crickets.
No, there's no crickets in the winter.
All right, Mr. Cricket. You've been fact-checked. That was not my fact check sounder.
Actually, it's 71 degrees.
That's what a cricket sounds like.
Yeah, he's out there with a clipboard. Sorry, crickets, you're wrong.
And the cricket's like,
wow, that's so 37 degrees.
Wow.
Then it'll be plus or minus whatever. Wow. How do you count that 15 seconds? That's the hard part, right?
Yeah,
you got to be with somebody.
Stopwatch.
One person.
Stopwatch, yeah.
Or that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be with someone. You have a stopwatch with you.
One person counts 15 seconds. The other one counts the cricket chirps.
Let me ask the weather cricket.
Weather cricket says, oh, shouldn't we do that?
Right.
I say, weather cricket. I'm going to read this one.
The weather cricket. It's good to know. Thank you.
How do they make those noises? It's their legs,
yeah,
right?
They
their
those,
hairy legs.
They got those little things on the back of the legs there.
It's like, get some Nair.
Exactly.
It's like harpsichord cords.
It's
very cold outside.
It's like they have little casts
on
their
37.
Legs. Right.
It's 32 degrees out.
Right.
All right, Emma. Thank you.
Thank you, Emma. Okay, weather cricket.
Mad Bill and Derby.
Yes. Fun fact. The most ferocious species of animal to hurt anything in Ireland is the bumblebee.
Wow.
Wait, run this by me again? I'm sorry. Act like I'm slow today.
The most dangerous animal to man in Ireland is the bumblebee.
That's it?
In Ireland?
Yes, because they got all farm animals, so don't you want to count the lemmings to die every other year?
Oh, all right. So
the bumblebee is the only one.
For man, not for animals.
So you got to be careful.
Wow. Okay.
Not sure what just happened.
All right. So the most dangerous thing to a man in terms of nature in Ireland is a bee.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Because the animals. If you want to be safe, go to Ireland. Don't go to Africa.
Wow.
That's good.
Well, I prefer Ireland.
Yes.
The pubs, the food.
Yep.
The great. The people.
Awesome. Yep.
Amazing.
Warm.
The sights.
Shepherd's pie.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill Shepherd.
I don't know if this is probably a not fun fact.
Okay.
There was a guy in Texas who, 70-year-old guy, and his wife was going to the store, and he said, I'm going to go out and mow the lawn. This happened this week. And she said, please don't go in the back because you know the bees are crazy. And she goes grocery shopping. She comes back, and he's covered in bees.
Oh,
she couldn't even see his head.
I couldn't believe it, yeah.
And, yeah, he had a good buzz on, brother.
He really did, yes.
And he hits the ground.
He said, honey.
She tries to revive him.
Oh.
She gets the crap stung out of her, has to go to the hospital. He's dead.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did he finish the lawn?
Young Chaz, when he was in Texas with AMR on a deployment, he had one of the guys with him say, if you see a bee nest or a hive, let me know because we're leaving.
Really?
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
The fire department has to come out and close the bees down. They're so aggressive.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
No, thank you.
That doesn't sound like a fun fact, but
no.
Now you know.
Exactly.
My sister lived in Arizona for a short time, and she went out on one of those desert trips. And they're like, if you see a bee going in front of your face, don't try to swat it. There is no antidote, and we are at least 20 minutes from the nearest place that can try to revive you, and you'll be dead 19 minutes before that.
Oh, yeah, because... When you go to swat at it, they release a pheromone that says, come a running, here we go.
Yeah.
It is on. Woo!
Yeah, and that alerts all of the others.
And in Arizona, they're all on meth, so.
Fun Fact Friday, 1-877-764-2535, or you can text in 203-882-9757. Fun fact, tribe member Rosa's birthday is the same day as WPLR's birthday.
What?
Yay!
And she's on right now. Good morning. Happy belated birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
Hey now, thanks.
Rosa is Matt from the Water Doctor's mom.
Oh awesome. Cool.
Awesome.
Rosa.
Very special guy.
Rosa.
So when Matt was a kid, was he like tasting water?
All the time.
Always in puddles.
Mommy, this water doesn't taste right.
Get out of the puddle.
he was good at swimming.
He's always in water. Trying to take a bath over here. Yeah.
He walked around the yard with those sticks.
Yep, exactly.
Trying to find water.
Right. Look, I found the neighbor's yard again. Yeah.
So, do you know what that means, Ashley?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, you have to be old.
Like normal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the old way they'd find water.
Yeah.
They'd use sticks and walk around.
Doesn't it just fall from the sky?
Divining rod. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We found some in your head.
It was back in the day.
I don't know what you're doing, Chaz.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. You want to derail a bit? Ask Ashley a question.
Anything.
Any question.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Matt found nothing in her head.
So you'd give him a little sand bucket and a little shovel, and he would go out and, like, try to dig wells?
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
You wouldn't see him for hours.
Yeah.
Yep. And now look at him.
Yep.
He's with the water doctor.
Exactly. He is the water doctor.
He is a water doctor.
Oh, my God. He's a doctor.
Yes. Yes.
And you're a big Grateful Dead fan?
Oh, wow.
Grateful Dead fan?
Yes, I am. Oh, yeah.
How many times do you think you've seen him?
Probably about eight.
Eight times.
Did they see you?
Yeah.
Just curious.
No, I'm too short in the crowd.
You never know, you know.
Well, happy birthday, and thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. You raised a good boy.
You did.
Oh, absolutely.
He turned out well.
Yeah. Ah, I got it. Ah. Eric on the island.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
They said that the in Ireland, the bumblebee was the only thing that was dangerous to man in the wild there.
Yeah.
Well, the irony is that man is an animal, and man would be dangerous to man. I mean, look at Ireland. They keep shooting each other in Northern Ireland.
Maybe it's a guy named Bumblebee.
You've been fact-checked.
Actually, he's disagreeing.
That doesn't count. Because man is just as dangerous to man in this country or the other. That doesn't count.
Well said.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You ever heard of the movie The Most Dangerous Game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love how at the end of every explanation is just a string of sound effects.
I apologize. You're not very eloquent this morning.
You're like Tasmanian
this
devil.
Morning.
Especially this morning.
No one notices any difference. All right.
No, but that doesn't count.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Ash says,
Diana from Wethersfield.
Good morning. Fun fact. There are 369 yards of yarn wrapped into a baseball.
All right, hold on. We have something happening here. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Ashley's calling you out. Ashley thinks you're working to get on the flubble montage.
Are you flubbling on purpose, Diana?
No, I work 6 days a week. This is my morning off, and then I'll be going into work later.
Oh, wow.
So I'm kind of tired.
Okay.
All right.
So like yards of yarn.
Yards a yard.
I don't know what my excuse is, but.
Just you. Yeah, exactly.
Nice job. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tristan in Pennsylvania.
Fun fact Friday.
Yes.
In Hartford, you're not allowed any circumstance to cross the street on your hands.
Hmm. There's an actual law on the books for that.
How do you get a bars then?
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
But on your hands.
On your hands, right.
Can you even take a step up,
no.
On your hand? No.
No. Not at all. If I do it's by accident, and probably because I'm already heading downwards.
I could do a handstand, but I need a wall, so that doesn't really count, right?
Exactly, right. Look, Ashley sees as a wall behind you.
We're getting sound effects.
More sound effects.
Woo! What kind of shot? They give you fireball?
There's several walls in here. I was going to say there are four walls, and then I realized there's probably more.
You know what I do when I'm having a day like this? I let other people do all the talking.
Okay.
I mean, shut up.
Yes, thank you. Got that.
Yeah.
Oh, now she enunciates.
Bill in Southington.
Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Fun fact.
There are more of these than all the sand on all the beaches in the entire world.
It's not riddles. I mean grains of sand. I know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Grains
I've heard
sand.
This before. Yeah. I don't remember.
Complaints? No.
Okay. I give.
Give up?
Yes.
Stars.
In the known universe.
Hmm.
In the universe, yes.
There are more stars and grains of sand.
On all the beaches in all the world.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a love song.
May I ask who did the math on this? Someone counted every grain of sand.
Seriously.
And every star. And then they did all the math. Let's see.
Yeah.
Carry the two and one. And okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Wow, wait. I dumped the sand!
Equals, I gotta start again. Equals treat me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Yes.
Huh.
Confirmed.
Look at that.
Wow. So what they do? Take a bucket of sand, count that.
Guesstimate. I'm
right. And then square miles.
I don't know. I
got all over the world?
I had a headache by the time he's done, yeah.
Stars?
I don't know.
In this section?
They're smarter than us.
Wow. Who the hell would do that? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just enjoy your life?
Exactly.
Right. Why? Like, I'm. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to figure out, what do we have more of, grains of sand or stars?
I'm going to count how many shots of moonshine going down my gullet.
All right. Thank you.
Have a nice-
You too.
Now she's over here with pouty face.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not pouting. I'm just not talking.
Oh, okay. Why? You feel better now?
My hips hurt. I don't know why.
I saw it. Okay.
What are you, Shakira?
We're trying to continue with the bit, but I almost feel like sometimes it's just more interesting to go over to the clown corner.
Sometimes I just see something moving over there, and I take a look. So I look over today, and she's punching the back of her, like her upper butt cheek.
What's this, cruising?
I don't know what's going on over there, but I've noticed that on more than one
known
occasion.
For 2 years.
It's obviously she's racking her brain.
2 years.
She's racking her brain. I need an answer. I need an answer.
Is that where her brain is?
Damn it, damn it, damn it. Yeah.
Or she's trying to get it back up into her head.
Right, right. It fell again, damn it.
My hips are killing me.
Tony in New Haven.
Fun fact, glass is not a solid.
What's this now? Glass?
Glass is not a solid?
Is not a solid.
Is that what you said?
Is that what you said, Tony?
Yes. Glass is not a solid.
Not a solid.
When I drop it, definitely not.
Did you know that, AJ?
I had no idea.
But you can't put your finger through it.
No, you can't. Well, you can, but you got to do it really hard.
You got to heat it up to bend it.
Right.
And you could do that with steel. Steel's a solid.
Yeah, this is too deep for me.
Tony doesn't want to explain. He just wants to tell us what it is.
Yes, well, they've removed glass from old homes, and the bottom is thicker than the top over years.
It will kind of settle.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not a solid.
Or is this getting old and getting a dad bod?
Is this a...
It doesn't have any arm to punch the lower part back up into place.